This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We had a little bit of technical difficulty this morning, but I'm here. And joining us live is Ethan Indigo Smith. Welcome, Ethan.
Peace on earth, Vincent. Thanks so much for having me on. I hope my confusion didn't contribute to the technical problem.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we did that all by ourselves.
I have my own issue anyway. Thanks so much for having me.
It's our pleasure, Ethan. You know, Ethan, I've been thinking about people, and it's more and more difficult to get along with people because, not from my side so much, but people are getting more pushy. People are getting more me first. People think that they have the right to interfere with what I'm doing. They have to be in my face. They don't pay attention. You know, just even in Sam's Club, which has a barrier to entry, you know, the barrier to entry at Sam's Club is you've got to pay the membership fee or you're not getting in the door. Okay? Well, I've noticed that people in Sam's Club who are willing to pay that $35, they'll push their shopping cart and they'll just stop in the middle of an aisle, walk around on their phone, totally confused, totally lost, totally out of reality, and they don't care. Or they'll turn the corner and stop in the middle of the corner and leave their shopping cart there, and they'll walk away, or they'll just leave their cart and walk away. And it's not just Sam's Club. I'm just using Sam's Club as an example. Another example is, you know, I bought some soup. Actually, our son bought some soup. He brought it home for the family. And it's Italian wedding soup, and one of the ingredients, one of the main ingredients in terms of volume, is the pasta that they put in, these little pearls of pasta. It's made by a company called Chef's Cupboard, and it's sold by Aldi, and they forgot the noodles. So I try to call them, and there's nobody home. Literally, they say, I'm not here. Since when does a company with customer service line, a line attached, say, I'm not here? Really? What I'm saying is we're forgetting about the customer. We're forgetting about each other. We're not being polite. People cut me off. And then when I blow the horn to say, have you lost your mind? You know, I almost crashed into you because you cut me off. And what do? They return the favor by giving me the finger. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Is it happening in your neck of the woods, Ethan?
I think it's happening all over, and I don't know where this phrase comes from. I tried to research its origins, but that's really inconsequential to the power of the phrase. Culture runs downstream of government, and government runs downstream of religion. And so what you're talking about is a cultural phenomenon that is influenced by the institutions of the world. And here is the crux, I think, of the matter, where individuals are being shoved aside, belittled, and actually institutions are being uplifted and verified. In The Complete Patriot's Guide to Oligarchical Collectivism, a book I wrote, I make a point to distinguish and differentiate institutions and individuals, and the confusion of individuals that are applying the rights of individuals to institutions is contributing to the problems that individuals are having, and we're essentially refuting the rights of individuals among us and uplifting institutions that we may be in or that we identify with in some manner. And this is going on all across the country. You know, a big civil rights movement that's happening today is people raising awareness of police abuse. But the message is watered down in not that there isn't racial disparity and racial confusion in these matters, but the point is, with police abuse, that there is an institution riding over individuals, and we as individuals with beating hearts should all be concerned about this, right? And so comparing individual violence that goes on, it really can't be compared to the violence that institutions do onto individuals. It's totally different. And so recently, the Supreme Court made the opinion that they would apply First Amendment rights to corporate institutions. Well, the Bill of Rights are all designed and pertain to individuals. So how do you do that? Well, an institution doesn't have a beating heart. It doesn't breathe. It cannot speak nor think. So what can it do? It can spend money. So that's what they did, and they kind of brought more confusion into the differentiation of between individuals and institutions by applying the First Amendment rights to institutions.
When I was growing up on the East Coast, I lived in a neighborhood, and each family had about 1 acre of land. And one of the families, a few doors down the street from us, had a swimming pool. And they built a fence around the swimming pool, kind of a stockade fence, about 6 feet tall. And in that family, there were two pretty young girls and a very pretty mother. And the idea was, if they wanted to go swimming, and this is in the 1960s, if they wanted to go swimming, they could in the privacy of their backyard. They had a fence around their pool. And a fence is a good thing around a pool for a lot of reasons. One, insurance companies require it so people don't just fall in the pool and die. They can't swim. Another is for privacy. Okay, so, you know, I was imagining many times on this broadcast, I've been in that pool, and those neighbors were friends of ours. And as a young person, I was. And I was imagining what would have happened back then if some guy in the neighborhood got a small ladder, like a 4-foot ladder, and peeped over the fence while mom and the girls were swimming. If that person was caught, he would be ostracized at a minimum, probably driven out of the neighborhood, might even have been beaten, okay, by the guys in the neighborhood. for being a peeping Tom. You know, some kind of a sick person to do that, right? So that's just looking over the fence. So let's extrapolate and bring that to today. We have Facebook spying on us. We have Google spying on us. We have the police spying on us. We have facial recognition in airports terminals right now. And it's for our own good, so they say. We're being watched on cameras on the street corners. We're being watched at the checkout at Walmart with facial recognition connected to the police station. So should they find someone of interest, the cops are ready to go to Walmart and escort you to a jail cell in handcuffs. So, I mean, forget about committing a crime. This is just what's happening to us right this very minute. There are cameras everywhere. Some people are so unaware and, at the least, stupid at the most to buy appliances like televisions with cameras in them that watch you while you're watching it. Microphones in televisions so they can listen to what you're doing in your living room or wherever you happen to have your TV. Some people need 24-hour blue screens, so they have them in their bedrooms. So now we have cameras in the bedrooms, microphones in the bedrooms. We have cameras in our notebook computers, and you flip up that screen, and there's a camera looking at you. And a microphone listening, all of which can be turned on remotely without your knowledge or permission, and including your cell phones, which have microphones and cameras that can be turned on without your permission or knowledge. And that information gets picked up, and there's even children's applications on the smartphones. And it collects data about where they are. Where they are. Can you imagine that? Where they are and what they're doing. Children's applications. I'm talking about children's games. They think they're playing a game on their phone. And I don't know why they have a smartphone anyway. But some parents think that their children need to have a smartphone to indoctrinate them into the maladies of society. But here we go. We are being watched 24/7. Now, I contrast that with the swimming pool and the stockade fence. And I got to tell you, if it was my girlfriend or my mother, or my sister, in that pool, if I were a member of that family, and there was a peeping Tom watching, there would be black and blue everywhere. I'd love to hear your comments on that little analogy, Ethan Indigo Smith. And your book, it's on Amazon. Looks like it's $16 paperback, and it looks like it's free. Is that right?
The Matrix of Fear, it's free.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Ethan Indigo Smith is with us, and Ethan, I was talking about beeping toms. Did you have a reaction to what I was saying?
Well, I love that analogy to the police state today, and in parallel to what I was talking about with the institutions and individuals' confusion, we would rightfully so snuff an individual who's being a peeping Tom, but we essentially shrug our shoulders to the institutions that are taking advantage of us in the same and actually worse manners, right? So it really speaks to not only the Orwellian system that we have going on today, but that idea that we'll essentially bow to what I call ring an old phraseology. I call it the divine right of institutions. Right, we used to have to kowtow to the divine right of kings and their monopolistic globalization, British East India Company corporate institutions. Well, now we essentially do the same thing. We say, well, that's just how it is. You know, let's just eat and be happy because we can't do anything. Well, that's the reason we can't do anything when we have that perspective, right? You mentioned my book is free right now. The Matrix of Four, the philosophy of the duality of polarity, is a free ebook. And A lot of things can be broken down by way of the duality of polarity or four. And there's actually four types of institutions one could see. And by understanding institutions, we can better understand what's going on. There's the corporate, religious, government. Those are the main three. And when we're lucky, we have media institutions that are the fourth branch, right? The fourth type of institution, right? So government, religious, corporate, and information, right? Sometimes the information institutions are simply just corporate entities themselves, right? But this is the idea that we have independent information institutions.
Yeah, I was thinking about something I mentioned on the air this week. Airbnb. And what is Airbnb? Well, it's bread and breakfast. So you can rent, a property, and the air part is you bring your own air mattress. That's, I guess, where it came from initially. Well, there's a story about cameras being put in the bedrooms, you know, like the alarm clock. So if you go to a motel, you see the, you know, digital clock, and you can set the alarm and, you know, for wake up, or you can place the call to the front desk and say, would you wake me up at, you know, whatever time, you know, I'm in room, whatever. Okay, but at the B&Bs, they don't have that. So they have these clocks, and now what's happening is people who own these B&Bs are putting these clock radios in the rooms, the bedrooms, and they're aiming the clock radio at the bed, and they have these cameras attached to Wi-Fi. So a person could be featured in a movie without being aware of it, right? And then Walmart. Let's go to Walmart. Well, I've seen videos of guys, perverts, taking their cell phones and reaching over, you know, like getting down on their knees to kind of pick up something on the low shelf. But what they do is they have their camera of their cell phone in their hand. They reach up under a girl's skirt and they video that. Now, I got to tell you, if one of my boys saw that happening to Mrs. Finelli or their girlfriends, that guy would not be able to get up by himself. The next thing that would happen is there'd be a stretcher for that guy to be put on to find out if he's still alive or not. That's the kind of thing that would happen in my family. But yet, we allow this nonsense at the government level, and as you said, at you know, the corporate level, the government level. Heck, we even allow priests to commit sexual crimes, right? And we allow the media to spy on us through their applications. This is crazy. So the question I have for you when we come back, Ethan Indigo Smith, is how do we fight back? Now, there are a lot of ways I can think of, but I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Because I'm not willing to say, oh, well, it's too big. There's nothing I can do about it. It's not that big, and I can opt out. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall near Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina just after 7:30 a.m. local time this morning. Over 400,000 people are without power, and former FEMA Director Michael Brown says now you can expect to see lots of flooding.
because you have all this saturated land in the Carolinas, all the rain that dumps is just going to turn into flash floods. And I think what most people don't understand is that a flash flood is as powerful and as destructive sometimes as the hurricane itself.
Millions of people evacuated from North and South Carolina, but not this resident of Wilmington, North Carolina.
At this point, I'm just riding out whatever they throw my way and hope it works out for the best, but the storm's pretty intense right now.
Thursday, Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos criticized President Trump and urged him not to, quote, demonize, unquote, members of the press. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Ethan Indigo Smith's with us. So, Ethan. A couple villages down the road is where I tend to go to have my driver's license and vehicle registration and titles, you know, renewed. Well, they got a new camera. And it was this fancy new camera, and it was renewal time, and they wanted to take my picture. And I knew through reading that they were interested in retinal scans. So what I did was I walked up to the camera and I said, wow, this is really, wow, This is a new camera, isn't it? And I'm looking, Vincent. You can't take a picture of that, Vincent. You have to stand. You can't get that close to it, Vincent. You know the gal knows me. Okay, so it's almost a one man band. So she knows me and she's telling me to, you know, be careful, don't get so close. And there's no marking that says what this thing is. Yeah, on the front, you can't tell. It's just a blue camera. So she's ready to take my picture. She says, okay, ready, one, two. And I close my eyes. And she said, Vincent, you closed your eyes. And I said, well, I can't help it. I can't help it because, you know, when that flash goes off, I just can't help it. My eyes close. She said, all right, let's do it again. So she says, one, two, three. Vincent, you closed your eyes. One, two. Vincent, I said, I can't help it. Just the thought of that flash going off, my eyes closed. Well, I have the only driver's license I've ever heard of in the state of Missouri where my eyes are closed. Why? Well, I think it's because that flash makes my eyes close. Actually, I think it's really because I knew that they were going to sell the scans of my eyes to a private company, third party in Georgia, which they did. So here's the story. In San Bernardino, California, a little police department, you know, policing, controlling about 2 million people, 1,800 sworn officers, according to TheVerge.com. Well, they are capturing, they've captured about 500,000 retinal scans already. Who? Well, these would be people they've arrested. That doesn't mean someone's done something wrong. It means they've just been arrested. Okay? They're doing about 189 of these a day, and it was just kind of a little test to see how it would work, and it was like so much fun that it's gotten to be a routine thing, and they keep taking these images and sharing them with other government corporation agencies, and people are, you know, that's okay, well, you know, it's for our own safety, right? Ethan, what are your thoughts about all that I've said about this invasion of spy technology monitoring our every move?
Well, when you tell that story, it's hilarious, but it's a dark humor, isn't it? Because really what it comes down to is that we're that apathetic to the institutions of the world. And also, we're becoming passive-aggressive, right, that will react out on individuals who aren't the problem, right? It's almost like, you know, the farm animals are attacking each other, but not who's responsible for their situation. It's very Orwellian animal farm-esque. You know, I think the dilution by the Supreme Court with the Citizens United decision of the First Amendment, the dilution of the First Amendment, its meaning, indicates its power also. Right. And the First Amendment has five parts. And I like to tell everyone who's a thinking person and a patriot who calls themselves a patriot, the First Amendment is first and the Second Amendment backs it up. Right. And so your point to self-defense and standing up for those around us, I think, is a very uniquely American thing. Most people around the world, in a cultural sense, are essentially trained to bow to the institutions. And this is becoming more and more normal here in the United States. However, our country is founded on individual rights of the First Amendment, which essentially, before we have to knock the perpetrator out, we have the right to say, hey, No, we're not going to stand for that, right? And so the five freedoms of the First Amendment are only applicable to individuals. However, institutions have tricked it and tried to give these individual rights, and also these rights are a prescription for individual empowerment procedure to keep and take back our rights as well, right? So, what I call stage one But the five freedoms of the First Amendment, as I call them, are question, communicate, speak out, stop, and act. And these are individual empowering concepts, which the world at that time was not accustomed to. We were collectively all accustomed to bowing to the divine right of kings.
Ethan Indigo Smith, you're a pretty young guy. You might not have seen this television series that started in February of 1968. And it was called Columbo, C-O-L-U-M-B-O. Have you ever seen that?
I'm totally familiar. The detective,
you are. Okay.
Right?
So Lieutenant Frank Columbo was the lead character in this television series. And Peter Falk played him. And Peter Falk had one of his eyes surgically removed. So for most of his life, he had one eye and one glass eye. And in this series, you would see Peter Falk as Columbo. When he was looking at something, he would get real close to it because he had one eye. And he would get closer than anyone would get to looking at an object. And the character that I play when I'm out and about to what used to be the embarrassment of my family and my children was Lieutenant Columbo. So when I looked at this camera for my driver's license picture, I got really close. I mean, unnaturally close. Really close. Like, as if I were looking at it, as if it were a microscope lens that I was using. That close is how close I got. Way closer than anybody would ever get. And that's what I do when I question. So when I used to go to Lowe's to buy, you know, things like paint. I'd have paint mixed custom color for our house. You know, I'd go to the cashier and they'd say, okay, I need to see your ID. And I would say things like, oh, now, I didn't know you need to have an ID to buy paint. Well, we just want to see, you know, make sure it's you. You don't think it's me. Well, no, we think it's you. But we need to see your ID. I mean, I would stall them as long as I could stand it, which was way longer than the people behind me in line could stand it. I would tie up the line, you know, just being confused. And you mentioned question, number one. First thing you do is question. And that's what I do. I question. Because I, you know, I want to make sure I understand. Help me understand. You know, maybe you can, you know, show me why I don't quite understand this. Why I don't get it. Why it seems so foreign to me. But, you know, I'd love to understand it so I could comply. But it's so hard for me to understand. And the more angry they get, the harder it is for me to understand, the longer it takes. That's the method I use. Do you think that's out of control, wrong, or do you agree with that?
No, I think that's great because actually most people are so caught up with making assumptions that they should do as they're told that they don't question procedure at all. And more what I've noticed and what you alluded to when we communicated earlier is that it not only are individuals confused about what rights to apply to institutions and individuals, and we're all getting our institutions and individuals mixed up, but also institutions are belittling the treatment of the individuals that they deal with all across the board. All the corporate, as you said, with trying to get a hold of a person, they're all becoming less functional for individuals. They're all obviously, blatantly functioning as they pertain to other institutions. Individuals become less important, relegated, and like Orwell said, if you want to imagine the future, imagine a boot on the stomping down on a human face forever, and that boot is the boot of the institutions, right? So
back to the Sam's Club discussion. So when I go through Sam's Club, have you been to a Sam's Club where you walk in and they've got a person, most of the time it's a gal, and she wants to see your card, your membership card, you know, when you come in. And then you buy your things and you use the chip on your card, and then you get a receipt, and when you go out the door, there's another person to check to make sure that you have the receipt for the items that are in your cart. Have you gone through that kind of a process?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. All right. So when I go through Sam's Club, to the embarrassment of my family, I always say the same thing. I look confused. I appear to be Columbo. And, you know, I wait my turn to be processed before I go through the exit door. And I hand the guy's got his hand out for my receipt, or the gal's got her hand out to look at my receipt. And I always say the same thing. I'm always appearing to be confused. And I say, I think there are more items in my cart than are on this receipt. Now, that would indicate that I haven't paid for some of the items in my cart, right? So naturally, that heightens their awareness, and they want to make sure that I haven't added some items that I haven't paid for. And it's always the same thing. They say, no, it's right. You've got the right number of items in your cart. It matches the receipt. Then the next thing I say is, you know, I'm so glad you're here to help me. I'm not sure the prices are right on this receipt. Can you make sure I paid the right amount for each of these items in my cart? And you know what that does? It slows down everything. Because they don't know how to react to that. They don't know what to do. And sometimes when I'm asked for my ID at a checkout, I go, I'll be right back. It's in my car. And I leave. I leave all my stuff right there on the conveyor belt. And I come back 15 minutes later. I go, I don't have it. Don't have it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, even though Peter Falk passed away in 2011, June of 2011, you can still carry on the tradition. Okay? There doesn't have to be just one person carrying on the tradition of Peter Falk, meaning Vin Finelli, in the way I behave. And think about it like this. I don't yell. I don't scream. You know, when I get in these situations, I don't throw a temper tantrum. But I do quietly call attention. Everybody gets to see, you know, Vin Finelli in character often when I'm out in public because of the character I portray. I'm asking for help. I stall down the system. I grind it down to where they can't stand it. And in the case of Lowe's, they don't ask for ID anymore because I ground, well, at least in the local Lowe's that I used to go to, because I would grind down the system. I would get a whole bunch of plumbing parts, and then they'd ask for an ID, and I'd say, I can't do it, or it's in the car, or let me see if I can find it. And I hold up everybody. I'm trying to help them. I'm trying to do what they want. It's just hard, and the more anxious they get, the more difficult it is for me to comply because I get confused. And so a whole bunch of us can be Columbo all over. And I think that's what Ethan Indigo Smith was saying. Question, communicate, stop, act. Is that what you're saying, Ethan?
Absolutely. There's so many ways as individuals that we can, you know, embody civil disobedience without having to necessarily raise our voice or go further than that. And eventually we see it happen time and time again in recent history in a matter of hours where institutions will essentially say, yeah, we're not doing that way anymore. Too many people spoke up, right? So 5,000, well, that's something. But as soon as the numbers start to be statistical, individuals cannot refuse but to listen and bow. And actually, we see this in all over history in time and place. Institutions will do whatever the individuals allow them to do. When we stand up and speak up, that's when things shift for our comfort and our benefit as individuals. This is what happened in the United States. And this is what is happening in other sections of the world, and also what institutions are trying always to prevent.
So if you're in line and you it's not going your way, and your way is, you know, above board and honest, you can use these tactics to delay. You can delay and you can tie them up. Now, you're going to feel initially when you do this, you're going to feel bad for the people behind you because you're holding them up. Actually, it's not you holding them up. It's the store or the government office that's holding them up. You're just trying to show everybody. And what I do is I figure, where else can they get this much entertainment for free? Right? Really. So I just, you know, I put on a show. I use some humor. And, you know, people all around here know who I am. They know what I'm like. They're kind of amused. But I refuse to be treated as a criminal. I refuse to be stomped on. I refuse to have that boot on my face that you gave that, you know, mental image of Ethan Indigo Smith. So can you share with us what you do in your world? And by the way, class, if you'd like to contact Ethan Indigo Smith, usapreparis.com. Click on the instructors tab. There's a link. They'll take you to web information about them. Or you can type in Ethan Indigo Smith. Very quickly, Ethan, your suggestions for getting that boot off our faces.
Speak up and stand up for yourself and those around you. That's bottom line, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ethan, I love broadcasting with you. You're so articulate and well-reasoned, insightful. You bring information to the fore. I really appreciate the insight that you provide here to our classroom. We'll have to do this again and again and again and again. And if you'd like to go to Amazon.com and find his books, right there, Amazon.com, Ethan Indigo Smith. Thank you so much, Ethan.
Thanks, Vincent.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.